Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Congestion pricing countdown. 4 days to go until the Monday deadline to get $354 million in federal funding to institute a program. The last political obstacle is the New York State Assembly Democratic Caucus, the majority in the Assembly, deeply divided, and in a tense meeting last night that was expected to continue today. With us now is Assemblyman Michael Benjamin, a Democrat from the Bronx who opposes congestion pricing. You do oppose it, right, Assemblyman?
Yes, Brian. Good morning.
Thanks for coming on with us. Were you in that caucus meeting last night?
Yes, I was.
How would you describe it for our listeners?
Overwhelmingly in opposition to congestion pricing.
Well, from what I read in the newspapers, about 30-something caucus members spoke out of 150 total Assembly Democrats. So is that enough for you to get
107 Assembly Democrats.
Okay.
And there are another 25 are on the list possibly for today to speak as well.
That meeting is continuing today?
Yes, it is.
Is it your prediction now, then? Do you think you can say with certainty that the Assembly is going to reject congestion pricing?
I can't say with exact certainty and certitude, but I'm hoping it goes that way.
Well, you're hoping it goes that way. Has Mayor Bloomberg contacted you or your office to try to flip you to yes?
No, he has not not since yesterday.
Not since yesterday?
Yes, not since yesterday, because he has lobbyists, the city representatives in Albany's last couple of months, to always talk about congestion pricing. A couple of folks are up from labor and from other organizations. The partnership were here talking to members. I didn't make up my mind until yesterday, just prior to the conference.
Really? Well, how come? Because in the city council, the entire Manhattan delegation and the entire Bronx delegation voted yes on congestion pricing. They moved the boundary down to 60th Street.
Mm-hmm.
Why doesn't this benefit your constituents with the air that you have to breathe?
Well, let me first explain. Last year, I was supportive of the planet initially, but over time, it's begun to change. And what really also moved me over to the side was some of the politics that was involved in getting the city council vote. One rumor that's out there was that the mayor will be supporting two council members against two Democratic state senators. I also heard rumors where he has threatened the reelection primary efforts of a number of Assembly Democrats. And no, that's not the way to do government. It's not about threatening people politically and then running candidates against you. If the congestion pricing has real merits, then campaign on the merits. Initially, I talked about asthma reduction occurring in the Bronx and Brooklyn and Upper Manhattan, where you have heavy asthma concentration. Well, that's not going to happen. And so they backed away from that. They talked about it being a 3-year pilot project. Well, now we understand it'll be bonded out for 30 years, so it'll never be a pilot project. So it will, if it's voted on and it's passed, it'll be in New York forever, or at least for 30 years. And when you start bonding out, and as if the revenues begin to diminish as traffic into central Manhattan begins to diminish, as allegedly they want to have happen, then you're probably going to have to raise the $8 fee and a $21 fee on trucks in order to keep the revenues up, in order to pay off the bondholders.
I'm looking at the New York Post today. It says some elected officials said they could be convinced to support it, but only if some very difficult amendments were added, such as launching a time-consuming environmental review and imposing a charge on New Jersey drivers now exempt from paying a fee, despite Governor Corzine's objections to that. Do you think those are make-or-break items?
I think the Jersey commuters having to pay is a make-or-break item. I don't think that can happen. I don't believe the Governor Corzine will agree to it. I don't believe the Jersey legislature would agree to it.
Now, my understanding is that the governor and the legislature of New Jersey do not have to agree to this in order for the New York State legislature to pass it and get these federal funds by Monday. And then if it gets tied up in court or something by New Jersey, they'll have to fight that out down the road. But you could do that unilaterally without getting New Jersey to tell you it's okay. That's my understanding. You think that's right?
I don't believe it's right, because one of the reasons why we had to remove the commuter tax from Jersey residents when we weren't charging we weren't charging
New York State residents, right? That was
right.
A court ruling.
Yeah, so I think that's a part of it. You know, there's so much that has changed with the congestion pricing over the course of the past year that many members have become suspicious of the administration. And given what's occurred in the last couple of days down in the city council, more members have become even more suspicious and mistrustful as to what's really occurring.
And how about Speaker Silver's role in this? He is known as the Sphinx of Albany because he plays his cards so close to the vest. He makes every possible deal to wrench every last thing he can for his district or his caucus in hot negotiations like these. We know ultimately he came out against the mayor's West Side Stadium proposal and killed it in a similar situation. But he's a representative from Lower Manhattan. His district would benefit, according to almost all accounts. And again, the entire city council delegation from Manhattan, 10-0, voted yes. Within the congestion pricing zone, this is a popular item. Shelley Silver, is he going to vote ultimately with his constituents or with your caucus based on whatever deal he can wrench from the mayor? Or is he going to read the tea leaves of the majority of his caucus and just say, well, you know, I can't? Because he's supposed to have all the power, right? We always hear three men in a room and the speaker can shove anything down your throats that he wants to.
Well, Brian, that's always been a mischaracterization. I mean, Sheldon Silver is elected to represent and lead the Assembly of Democrats. He's not elected to be our dictator.
Do you think he would risk, if he thought this was important for New York City, do you think that he would put his speakership at risk by urging you to approve it because there would be such a revolt?
I think that he would, if he had a position in support of the congestion pricing, after hearing the membership, I think he would share that with us and share with us, you know, what he thought ought to happen, what amendments ought to occur in order to make it more palatable to those members who were opposed to it. But so far, none of the amendments that I heard mentioned in conference yesterday seem to be palatable to the members who were opposed.
And Silver has never indicated to you his preference?
Not to me or anyone else that I'm aware of that he's indicated any sort of preference other than willingness to hear what the members have to say.
Democratic Assemblyman Michael Benjamin from the Bronx, thanks a lot for the update.
Brian, thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up in a minute, personal preparedness 7 years after 9/11. Have we forgotten about it because we were all cynical from the duct tape and orange alerts? Stay with us.